Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Told Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Welcome to Black Power Radio. I am your host, the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, with the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. Hope that you're enjoying yourself wherever you are. On the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth, we are here to do a job to emancipate we the people from all forms of enslavement. We say, up ye a mighty nation in the spirit of Marcus and in Malcolm and Martin and Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them, because they are a people who have come to us with remedies, solutions, sensible solutions to cure the illness that we are undergoing, not only here in America, but throughout the world. So I just want you to buckle your seatbelts. If you're at the front line, you're in the smart phone group. And if you're at the second row, you're unfortunately at the dumb phone group. On the third row, we have the Android group, closely followed by the paranoid phone folk. We're happy that you all are here, and we're going up to the bleachers, and they have seated some of the people at the Tiger Woods tournament from last year are here this year. Fortunately, they skipped the Tiger Woods golf tournament for Black Power Radio. So we have gained an audience in the midst of those that are going to the tennis match, and there are several, again, that are going to soccer mom practice. So we won't exclude anybody, but the people here on their laptop computer systems and a few throughout the bowels of antiquity, we still find a few desktop people here. There are three desktop people seated behind the seven laptop phone folk. So we're happy that they are here. We're happy that you are here. And I'm happy to be here at Black Power Radio. And for those drop top folks, we have the drop top Corvette. We have the drop top Jaguars right behind him. And there's a drop top Ferrari, followed by the Maserati folks. There are three drop top Maserati folks, believe it or not, right here tonight at Black Power Radio. So we're fortunate to be on air, and we're just here. On the Marcus Messiah Garvey weekend, how can you miss it? How can you beat it? The best that ever did it. You know the OJ is telling you what?
Control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
Come on. it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Brighter.
We're at the top of the key tonight. You're fortunate to be on Black Power Radio with us live. The Sheikh Elamim, Akbar, and we're rocking coast to coast. And we have a few people in Sierra Leone, some in Gambia, a few out in Azania, South Africa. But tonight we're right here live in the studio in Washington, D.C. We're happy that you're on board. We hope that you will buckle your seatbelt. So we have an exciting show for you tonight. Up ye a mighty nation. You can accomplish whatever you will. And we want to play one selection, and we're going to go directly into our topic. And we always bring and break the ice with our beloved brother. Of course, you know, all that we have said, and all that you can say, you know, that our beloved brother, you already know. Our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it best. And this is Black Power Radio, unapologetically black, don't you know?
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything. child, your brother of God. Don't go and talk about my father.
Don't you dare deny him. We're live here on Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh Imam Akbar, Washington, D.C., and we're rocking us some Marcus Garvey up in here tonight, some Malcolm X and Martin. I am the writer for 3M Technology years ago, and we are fortunate that we have been transformed into 4M Technology, meaning whatever you put in the algorithm on my system, and if it's in the way of a question, it's better than AI. It will give you an answer that either was spit by Marcus Garvey, something that was spit by the Most Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., something that was spit by Malcolm X, or something that was spit by Muhammad. And there are another 3M under Muhammad, including the minister and including the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad himself. And I'm saying to you, this technology has not been matched anywhere in the universe. We're proud to be with you tonight. We have Sean in the studios out there in Jersey, and they're talking black to us from the East Coast. Are you still with us there, Sister Sean? Let's see. Oh, man.
Peace, brother. Peace, brother. Black power.
Black power. As you know, we're observing this big Marcus Garvey Day weekend. We started Thursday so that we would avoid the rush. And what say ye in Jersey, New York at this hour? Black
Power. I'm in Jersey, but I work in New York. I'm originally from Brooklyn, so I have a lot of ties to the city.
Man. It was such a big weekend. We included the concept. We put the Black Panther on the sign at Adam Clayton Powell, you know, down in Harlem. We knew how to do this thing, and we put it on the sign for the Black Panther little avenue cutting off of Adam Clayton Powell in 125th area. And so we're just happy about that, and we hope that you will continue to be with us, because we are happy that you're tuned in and happy that someone brought you to the airway. And we just, anything you wanted to share with us before we go to the West Side and bring up our National Minister of Justice, the Most Honorable Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, and she's on standby. So go ahead, Sean, and we'll go directly to our National Minister of Justice.
Peace, brother. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak. Black Lightning brought me in. And, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, I recall the Panthers patrolling the subway systems in New York City, and things were a lot, felt a lot more safer for us melanated people. So I was hoping that we can get together and kind of start doing some patrols again in the subway systems.
That's wonderful. And Brother Karan and Brother Abdullah, Brother Ron, and others on that East Coast that are actually carrying these things out. They may not be exactly where you are, but they are up and down the subways. There are Black Panthers patrolling subways, and perhaps no wise differently than, of course, the Guardian Angels and many other groups. There are Sunni groups, and there are other Hebrew groups that are out on these subways looking out for the safety, because we meet with the groups, and most of us are armed security, and therefore many of them don't go on the subway because they can't take their firearm, and they don't want to run into any conflict and cause a problem. So We have some unarmed soldiers that do patrol, and they are making things safe as possible. But as, again, as we recruit, and you are, I guess, Black Lightning's number one recruit for the night, and you decide to stick with the Black Panthers, and you have found a good thing, no doubt.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. Much gratitude to all the work that you all do, and you know, I appreciate you responding. And we do need to unify on all levels. That would be including unifying with the group that you mentioned earlier. Absolutely. So yeah, I appreciate the invitation. Thank you so much. I will be sticking with it. I am pro-conscious, and I would love to make a contribution to helping in any way I can. I'm for the people. So, Black Power.
Black Power, any contributions you'd like to make or invite people on board to support us to keep Black Power Radio on, to keep our troops moving from city to city, we're at $77Bakers. Again, that's for the numerically pure at heart and the alpha numerically that are Puritans. That is, again, at Cash App. We're located at $7BAKR, which again spells $77Bakers. And if you'd like to go to our website at www.thenewblackpantherparty, absolutely numerically pure at heart, or these are.
I thought that part come at the end.
www.newblackpantherparty. And we're going to bring up, we got Black Lightning online, we got a couple of more online, 3-4, and we have Dr. Truth Base coming out. She's going to give you the update from that west side. Dr. Critical Truth Base is that this is our National Minister of Justice, and she's been on standby with her report. So welcome to the airways and Black Power.
All right, Black family. It's been a hot minute. So I heard you had a great, fabulous time. I couldn't physically be there, but I was there in spirit on Marcus Garvey Day. I know our Sheikh Imam Akbar represented, and Dr. Umar Ifatunde. As well as Rasatua, we thank you guys every year for holding that down. And tell us a little bit about how it went. If you haven't spoken about it already, it was a successful gathering of like minds, revolutionaries. How did it go, Sheikh? What was your feeling?
Let me tell you something. We had the Honorable Reverend Daltrey, who has been through every generation. I'm feeling him all the way from Malcolm to this hour. Reverend Daltrey has been on the front line and bringing the spirit of revolution, as well as the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey event. I know it for at least 82 years straight. That's a long time. They were doing this before the Panthers were strong there, before we were patrolling on anybody's you understand, anybody's subway, bus, train, on the parkway, in the bus stop, or anywhere in the neighborhood. The Panthers were live in Brooklyn and the Harlem, but they were definitely live with Dr. Daltrey. I can never give accolades enough for this brother for bringing the march. And you see the short film that we put out. Reverend Daltrey's right on the front line and marched all the way, along with Michael Duncan, the head of the UNIA. Michael Duncan gave a great presentation. I mean, we were in the ballroom on the sixth floor, and I'm saying it's the evening of elegance for Tampa, and the food was great, the service was great, the music was great. We had live music, playing jazz band, anything you want to hear from the Funketeers, from rap music, they lit it up. Lit up New York style, so you didn't miss anything when it came to music. When you were there, they included a smorgasbord or a wide variety for you to enjoy yourself in a good company, knowing that you were safe from harm, abstain from New York streets, Philly streets, Baltimore streets, or any other streets. It was all about the Honorable, His Excellency, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. And we gave it up for him and all of the freedom fighters that came in the fine timeline of divine. We had our Empress, the Honorable Yah Asantewa, who again hosted the whole affair and gave it up for everybody that was there. She was accompanied by the Queen Mother, Dolores Blakely, the Queen Mother of Harlem, and they are both just honorary figures in the community, icons, both of them. So is Michael Duncan, as well as we had, again, you mentioned the Dr. Umar, and he is using his non-Johnson name these days, and that's all right with me. I love it. And he did several sections of a presentation on his books, on us, on what must be done at this hour. He had a dynamic, impactful lecture that everybody, including me, was petrified on the lecture. We also had Michael Duncan's lecture, Petrified, the Nation of Islam lecture, Petrified. And they came in on that nice float. They had a nice Nation of Islam float, and you'll see it floating in the streets of Harlem. We had two live bands, the marching bands were excellent. And I mean, it was overflowing and overpouring with love for the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, love for we the people. And I'll stop there, but I could go on 2 or 3 hours talking about that event, because it was definitely a great event in the history book for Black Revolution, for Black Power, for Black Freedom Fighter, for the Black Panther, and for the Black Revolution. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power. Right on, right on. So when it comes to Black Power, every year just got to do it bigger and better. Black Revolution is what gets stronger. So much love to our comrades in New York, and we'll see you next year. So right here on the West Coast, we have heard some very serious accusations going on concerning this Alabama slammer that happened. Now, people are still, now folding chairs has now gone through the roof, through the roof. It's only been two weeks, the Alabama small brawl, but right now the effects of it is still being talked about. We'll talk a little bit more about the effects on what is to happen next concerning Black people in that area. It's just too much racism, and that day, yeah, they got it. They got a whip of what Black Revolution needs to be, and so we'll keep you posted on that. One of the stories I do want to look into is Mississippi Brother Michael Coakley. Let me pull this up right here. If we do have our roundtable and other comrades, while I get up this news story up, love to hear from Black Lightning and all the comrades that's on the line, and then we'll circle back. And I have a special guest on with me as well, one of the biggest comrades here in Sac Town, Mr. Rashad Rocky Reed. Mr. Reed, are you on the line?
Yes, how you doing, Black Power, everyone? I also have a special guest that's a pillar here in Sacramento. Her name is Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Black Power to you all, Black Power.
Hey. Greetings.
What? Oh, yes, sis. Oh, my God. We have a legend on the line, y'all. We can't. Sister Marvelous, Queen Marvelous, can you tell us what's happening in your world, sis? One of the hottest rappers, you know, lyricists, underrated. Tell us a little bit what's happening over there.
Well, first of all, thank you so much. As far as me, right now, you know, everything kind of comes around full circle. A lot of people probably don't know that initially when I started rapping, I started off as a battle rapper. But then once I got later into my high school years, I did all full Black Power rap. So I think a lot of people don't know that. But that's why I sprinkled that in with a lot of my earlier music. You know, I did the hardcore music, but it was always a message in there, and it was always some Black Power in there. So that's kind of where everything came back around full circle for me. So I'm more so back to that. I have a book out now called Marvin Jean Quotes from the Queen, which is a book of daily affirmations. I have Lil Marvelous that I'm working on a project with right now. I just got back from Paris recently. I'm just very blessed, yeah, man, thankful. And I'll be turning 50 next week, so
life is good. Yeah, you do. You don't look it. Black don't crack, y'all, if you see them today. Oh.
Yeah,
Black power, black power.
Yeah. Black power, black power. She's definitely staple in the Sacramento community, and we just appreciate you. We definitely need you to come back on Black Power Radio so we can do a full on interview.
Black Power,
in
yo,
the life of
I'm
and Little Marvelous as well. That'll be wonderful. That'll be wonderful. So
yes,
Black Power, so much.
Phone call away. I'm just a phone call away.
Right on, right on. We appreciate
you. Yeah,
Steve.
Definitely salute to everything you guys are doing. This is so needed, you know, because like. Well, I ain't going to go all in depth because we can do that in the interview. But you know how just how the times are and how things are within the community. And I can speak for out here. Like there's really the unity that's needed is not really out here right now in these streets where
right.
I'm from. So whatever I can do, you know, to be able to bring, because I, you know, a lot of people, I know a lot of people out here. And a lot of people kind of respect what I say. So whatever I can do to add to that, to what you guys have going on, I'm always open for that. Salute you guys, man. Black Power Radio, you already know what it is. Power to the people.
That's right. All day, every day. That's right. So we are so grateful. It's really truly a great surprise to have you on here. So we thank you again. And we definitely want to have you back next week, August 27th and 28th on Black Power Radio. And, yeah, we're working on youth literacy, promoting youth literacy to our youth and programs, 3D animation, really bringing something different to teach our black youth specifically how to get ahead. And most importantly, connecting them to politics or politrick,
black
as
power.
We say. Black power to that. We need more mentors out there. Absolutely. So I think that is Minister of Defense, Black Lightning. Is that you on the line? Black power.
Black power, black power. Yes. I got a special guest on with me too. Somebody from the west side out there with y'all. Hadn't heard this brother's voice in a minute, so I said let me put him on in here after you take that last bite of ravioli. Hopefully. All right, black power. I'm gonna hand it over to my big brother, Big Money Griff.
Yes, sir. Black power.
Yeah.
Ungawa, black power.
Sorry,
got it. Man himself, right on.
Okay,
all
right, all right. All right. Well, I'd like to start off with how did we do with Tulsa, Oklahoma? And before I tell you how we're doing now. How do we do? Because I really feel that in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street, we should have a lawyer by now that's going to really take this case to where we are saying that this was the kind of case that says that we're dealing with a different kind of a tragedy. And so I wanted to hear what the outcome was in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're scheduled all to
right.
be there.
So
there should be a fly
the...
out on September the 9th. We were scheduled to be there Labor Day, but the just with everyone in agreement in the same room, we agreed on a date of September 9th. We will be live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And these are efforts to reverse the polarity on any decision that has been made on our elders and really the whole state of Oklahoma, especially in Tulsa, because these were things that were done with the permission of the local government in Tulsa City, in Tulsa County, the state of Oklahoma, and the federal government that gave a green light to bomb the citizens that were living in their homes in Tulsa in 1921. everyone across the board unilaterally agreed that they, the people, the survivors of the 100 deserve their reparations, and we're going to get something spelled out in ink and reparations. That is a she-devil judge, a cracker woman judge named Carolyn Wall.
She's a piece of work.
To flip the script, and we're going in to attempt to put them back on the hook for the reparations and to use every means possible, legal, physical, and spiritual, intellectual. All of our strength is going in to correct that situation in Tulsa and across the nation, Black Power.
Akbar, I would hope that we do crimes against humanity. If crimes against humanity isn't across the face of that claim, we're going to have a problem, because we have various cities throughout the United States that was the same outcome as Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I have a list of all those cities throughout the United States that was just like Tulsa, Oklahoma. So what's good for the goose has got to be good for the gander, but we got to set it up to where we're saying these were crimes against humanity. Every time we got a foothold, every time we showed that we were self-determination, showed our self-determination, we had to deal with the racist crackers coming and taking and burning us out of house and home. To now we're fighting for a lousy sandwich today, and it don't make no sense. And Al Sharpton and them is going to be marching in D.C. come this coming Thursday, Akbar.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear what the outcome was in regards to them dealing with our racial divide when we talk about colleges and stuff. But we really got
to
focus on these.
We're going to give you a commitment to give you an update from what happens in D.C. this week as well. And as you know, if your list is correct and all the information I've got from you is correct, then certainly we all agree they are the corporation of the United Snakes of America right at this hour.
That's right.
Black Power.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to be doing something here in Los Angeles on Thursday. And I just was told today that we're going to have something downtown at City Hall. But crimes against humanity is the number one key. And I can give a document to RRR or Sister Bay when I see them already. Sister Bay should have a copy already because I gave her everything. But at the same time, I got it, and I can fax it to you or whatever to show you all the cities and the dates in which they occurred. I don't have your hookup. I need your hookup, Akbar.
Professor Griff, get everything from Black Lightning. If he's on the line, which you can just y'all just exchange on my behalf, and he'll give you all my updated information, I believe including my email address, et cetera, and then we'll be exchanged in. We need to lock step now in order to be effective later, in my mind.
All right, now in regards to reparations today, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of hearing all the people say they support reparations, but not one of these activists who support reparations, which I have no problem with, I want to emphasize I don't have no problem with, but nobody's telling us how to get reparations. They're telling us that they support reparations, but they're not telling us how to get reparations. So that's why I'm pushing strongly. No reparations, no black vote. You, Gavin Newsom, if you don't give us reparations, then don't expect us to put an X mark or a check mark in your box for you to run for a second time around as governor. Or if you decide to run for the presidency, don't expect us to put a check mark in your box on the voting ballot for you to be the president. And the same thing with you, Joe Biden. We're tired of being bamboozled. We're tired of being hoodwinked. We're tired of it. You done gave it to everybody else. All these I won't say vigilantes. I won't say vigilantes, but I'll say all these people that are coming into our into America. Well, how come you haven't sent them over to Maui? There's a whole bunch of cars that need to be put on ships and sent to Florida, sent to Philadelphia to be melted down to where you can get the money for recycling that metal. How come you're not doing that? You're giving them free reparations. You're giving them free labor. I mean, not free labor, but you're giving them free hotels, motels, Holiday Inns, free food.
Yep.
You're giving them medical and education. And our kids are crying out. Our kids, when we turn on the TV now and we look at the news, Akbar, we're seeing where the kids now are breaking into these stores, coming into these stores, department stores, and just grabbing stuff, busting and grabbing. And now I found out today that there's a orchestrated gangster group that's paying them $100 to do that. So I give you $100 to go in, and you guys go in and grab this stuff, and we'll sell it. We'll sell
that's
it because we'll give you $100, but we're gonna make hundreds of thousands of dollars off of you. So what I'm saying to you, Akbar, is that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We want our kids to have reparations. We deserve reparations. Reparations now. And you,
that's
Julia
right.
Jackson Lee, and you, those of you at the CBC, you guys need to tell President Biden as well as South Carolina, Clyburn. You need to give us reparations so our kids don't become criminals. You're setting them up to you're planning to fail.
Who is this? We got a loose one on the loose. Who's this? You're on Black Power Radio.
Yes, ma'am. That's Big Money Griff out of California for the Reparations Committee.
Who's that sister? What state she in?
We had a live one. Who's that?
What state you in, sister?
Okay, we have Jersey on the line as well. We got Jersey, California.
Oh, that's Dr. Sean.
Well, let Sister Sean know that Big Money Griff is from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Money's from North New Jersey, but raised in Inglewood, New Jersey. But he's L.A. bound now. He's L.A. He's all L.A. now because he's been out here for the last 50-some years. He came here to play for the Lakers.
You ain't going to see no more snow. You can forget that. Hey, I got 2 years of no snow. I'm like, nah, I ain't going back. You better believe it. Hey, Big Money, let me slip something in real quick, if you don't mind. But I want to come right back to Big Money, if you don't mind, because he's an expert on this subject, along with Truth Bay and the rest of these heavyweight intellectuals that we got up on here. I just want to say that I peeped in on the discussion about reparations, and I'm like, why are white folks even in the discussion? You know, I said I'll keep it to myself, but why are they even in the discussion? You know, and if you're gonna be in the discussion, how come we don't have white folks be in charge of a discussion about our shit? I tried to hold that back, but it came out anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
It came out anyway. Sorry. How are they gonna have a discussion about our stuff? About our stuff. That's like somebody sitting across from me after my bike broke down. Say, hey, look at that guy right there. His bike broke down. Forget that. Put the bike in the back of your truck and take me home, like the Mexican did after walking 5 miles. What I'm going to say about that discussion is Tube Bay heard it. I was there. But what I want to say is, first of all, they shouldn't have jack to say about our stuff because, first of all, we're not going to talk openly like we do when we're on here. especially if they're able to put us out. Well, why are we going to speak openly? You know,
the answer to your response, Black Lightning, is this. They are guilty. They are guilty of putting us in this situation from the get-go. We had every single job that's done in America we were doing, and they sat up here and let all these Mexicans come in here and take them jobs and regentrified us up out of here. Number one. Number two, it's very important that they were the ones who perpetrated against us. We were the first best friends white folks ever had for over 500 years, giving them free labor. And then they still turned their backs against us when we started doing good ourselves, like Black Wall Street, to give you one name of several cities throughout the United States that I have the documentation substantiation and verification of that they committed in terms of burning us out and killing our people. So now what we're saying, you're guilty. You're guilty and charged. And as a result of that, Black Lightning, let me get this last part, the third part out. When we talk about life insurance policy, and we talk about Aetna, New York Life, and and these other insurance companies, we know that they also invested into these same companies. And if they want to say that I don't want to give no slaves, no reparations. You don't have a choice in the matter. You don't have a choice in the matter. The company didn't lie to you, committed consumer fraud by not telling you that they participated in purchasing slaves when it was illegal in America. And because of that, you're guilty. That's three right there.
And our panel, all I'm saying is that they got white folks discussing our reparations. And I just talked to the Mexican brother that gave me a ride after walking 7 miles, you know, and he's like for our reparations. And I did want to add that, like you say, I saw the melee where they're doing the smash and grab, you know, and all the young teenagers, they're doing the smash and grab. But check it out. They would rather... Those people that tell them to do smash and grab, shit, they just like the ones that paid Black Lives Matter. They already rich. These billionaires, they thrive on chaos. So they want the chaos. They don't care about that stuff. They take that stuff and throw it in the basement of their house, tell the kids to play with it. They don't care about that stuff. They're not going to resell that shit. These people got fucking stores in Manhattan and London and in Paris and France, you know? And just like they did when they paid Black Lives, it was George Soros, from what I heard, when he played, that's a good way. When he played the black folks in the saying, oh yeah, we can say Black Lives Matter and push the LGBT agenda at the same time. So who's behind the LGBT? I'm gonna try to calm down because see, I'm putting all the pieces together. Who's behind that shit? I thought it was a black president. Turned out to be the first homosexual president. Sorry, that's just the way I see it. Because
Black Lightning. I got no problem with that.
When it was the first gay marriage, he said, the way he said it, he was like, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, this man, he perpetrating a fraud. Here's another fraud they put out in front for black people to follow. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's one that God sent, and they ain't going to be able to stop me. You did? So when they're looking for that black fire, keep looking. But if I look outside my window and I see the search crew, somebody catching an arrow.
I'm going to give it right black.
So here it is. They paying, and I'm going to slow down. they're paying, and I think it's straight from the government because Biden got kicked out of Africa because they want to go over there. What's his name? Kamala Harris. Biden, all of them get kicked out of Africa because all they want to do is keep pushing the gay agenda to black nations. They don't push that shit to white nations. They push that shit to black nations and the black folks, you know. It's like a form of genocide.
Got it.
And here's what I want to say, too, is that those youth that aren't smashing and grabbing, those youth that are learning black power, those youth that are part of my youth crew, they're going in on them, on their own property. They're not out smashing and grabbing. They're going grabbing my youngins out their own yards. You know, and I know that's what I want to talk to you and Sue Bay about, because I know you can't go in their backyard without a search warrant. You damn sure can't walk in their house without a search warrant or be invited in. So those youth of ours, that black power team, because I say I want y'all to be the black lightning team. They said, no, we're the black power team. So they go in and they arrest everybody for just having the For just being teenagers. We're talking about 17, 18, 19 year olds.
Kids off the street.
Okay, Black Lightning, I hear you.
I think you had me the first time. I said they was in their backyard. My youth ain't in the street. No, let me finish, bro. My youth ain't in the street. My youth don't steal. I told my youth. I said I walked out of 7-Eleven with a candy bar in my pocket by accident, and I walked back in and paid them for it because we don't steal. So these are my youth. They're in their own fucking yard. Excuse my language. So we need to not wait until they get killed by the authorities. Not wait until there's another body bag coming out of the detention center in Martinsburg, because only one of them can bail itself out, and the other one is still sitting in jail right now. So all I'm saying is,
like I said, let's get our kids off the street. That's what I said. Let's get them out the street is what I said.
My kids ain't on the street. Stop with the horns and listen. Can I have one mic?
If we're picking up from there, I don't know what happened out there, Lightning. But on that strength, we have a 405 that's out there on the front line. I'm looking for the 405. 405, we're just getting everything synced back up into the studio. So we're trying to pull down on some 405 at 721. At 405, 721, you're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Black wishes.
Well, joy.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, mama. That's in Oklahoma. This is what these look now. We hear this
live and in color.
Answers to Professor Money Griff's question on Oklahoma, and I know that she is full of answers at this hour. Black Power?
Well, I can tell you this. You already know we have work to do, because that was as wrong could be. They had those senior citizens all over the country, up and down and all around, with the anticipation of receiving their reparations. But see, they are afraid. See, if they give us reparations, then who can they say they better than? You know, they've always known that if they can't be better than one of us, they got nothing going on. But I tell you what, whether we get reparations or whether we do not, they will never amount to who we are and what we have achieved. Because I can't think of another nation of people who could endure what we endure on a daily basis and still come out with a smile on our faces. So, brothers and sisters, I'm black with you. This is Sister Joyce out here in Oklahoma City trying her best to hold it down. But we will overcome. We will, as a people, get and see and thrive in the promised land. I thank you for your time. I'm black with you.
Right on. This is the Black Power to you, sis. Little update on the Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, as of a couple of days ago, they actually, the Oklahoma Supreme Court will consider the case seeking reparations for the survivor of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. It's known as the worst act of racial violence in U.S. history. So heading down there to actually get some answers, I think they done know they made a mistake. Carolyn Wall, oh, she's not going to have a good night's sleep until these reparations are paid to our three survivors. Now, the Tulsa Oil County District Judge, Carolyn Wall, dismissed the case last month. For those who know, it sent everyone in an outrage of fury. Why? Because this is one of the most prominent racial incidents that happened in history. That should have been an easy case. So how in the hell do we have this judge even considering to dismiss this without any merit? So that's what we have been outraged for this lawsuit. Now, the survivors of the Tulsa race massacre, the hero, we want to state their names as well, and I believe there's a video concerning how they felt following the dismissal of the first case last month. So you have Leslie Benningfield Randall, Viola Fletcher, and Hughes Van Ellis Sr. that filed an appeal with the state Supreme Court. So last week, like I said, they realized they made a mistake and they're reconsidering it. So let's hear, if we can, Akbar, if we can hear the audio, we'll move on to our next caller. But let's hear actual testimony from the three survivors on how they felt of the dismissal of the first initial case last week.
Husband, and I said, with the piece of going on, but she made that decision too quick. It just knocked her off. I see her screaming and hollering and hugging. And I said, before I went in court, I said, we're going to pass this test. And we passed. I served in the United States Army. I served in the Segregated Army. I went to war, so I survived twice. Survived the massacre, survived the United States Army. I want to be whole. I want some credit for this. My sister was telling me about the massacre. People were running. And screaming and guns shooting, and it was late at night, and we heard it, and my dad, he got it all up and put it on a wagon, and it was just for black people. We didn't wait to see for nothing. My dad got us out of there. So he was on, so happy, and we...
Now we have Lewis Ellis that's talking, and apparently it's not important. Can you mute your mic, please? Who's the disrespectful one that's not even listening? Thank you, Black Power. You got these people that's fighting for reparations, 102 years old, and you can't mute your mic to even listen to this man?
He managed to kill us out there on the horse in the way. I couldn't believe that. My sister Viola said that there was people screaming and running and stuff. And I understand they dropped bombs on on us. Bombs. Pay us some money. And we could take back and help other black people. We want the other people to know who we are. Black people don't know who we are. We're human beings like that. We want the opportunity for this hell. We don't get that. That's what we want. We want to be made whole. We want to be American, other Americans. We're going back to the finish. It will take me 30 more years to do that. I'm going to fight. don't know. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you a little story. Every year.
All right, now. So that was Lewis Ellis, one of the three surviving Tulsa Massacre survivors, and he was just simply saying, I want to be made whole.
Hello.
All right. Welcome you on live on Black Power Radio. Please hold. We have Omar Baldwin on the line, one of our youth mentors. You're live on Black Power Radio. Talking about the Tulsa, Oklahoma Massacre survivors. And right now, the Supreme Court in Tulsa is actually overturning and relooking into the case that originally was dismissed last week by Carolyn Wall. Black Power. So we are not taking this lightly. These are our elders. They lived through one of the most horrific portions of history, watching live bombs by their own United States government, or as our national chairman, United Snakes government, to watch a little town that's trying to make it, just trying to live, people, raise our children, you know, minding our business. But apparently that was too much for the oppressors. So this is historic in finding that they went, filed the case. They filed it under nuisance, which is why it was dismissed. But now Carolyn Wall, the racist judge, is going to get what she deserves if she doesn't do right. I hope she doesn't be the one to review this case. There should be a whole new other judge reviewing this case altogether. Now, in other news, we want to also update you on the Mississippi officers that pled guilty after torturing two black men with stun guns and raping, and I can't even speak on that. But they pled guilty on all these six charges. So let's hear about this particular case in Mississippi, probably one of the most horrific crimes. Six former Mississippi law enforcement officers last Monday, they charged to torturing two black men in January. All of them already admitted to their guilt, right? The prosecutor says the officers, who are all white, nicknamed themselves the Goon Squad. The Goon Squad, because of their willingness to use excessive force and to cover up their malfeasance in ending one victim with a gun, Michael Corey Jenkins, who was shot in the mouth by one of these dogs. So the prosecutor recommended only 5 years of prison time on Monday for the first charge and five on the second, and the other sentences was running concurrently, meaning that these six officers could be out within 5 years. So this happened on January 24th. The officers forcefully entered into the house without a warrant, handcuffed and assaulted Jenkins with his friend, Eddie Terrell Parker, with stun guns, sex toys, and other objects. After the hearing on Monday, the prosecutor now said the officers kicked in the doors of the victim's home immediately and began a 90-minute torture session during which they told the men to stop taking advantage of the white woman who lived there. So they basically, just like Emmett Till, thought that they assaulted or harassed a white lady, and they decided to take their own kind of justice by torturing these two black men who did absolutely nothing.
One by one, each lawman turned criminal heard chilling details of the crimes against them.
Torture two black men for hours, then try to cover up the crime. Miguel Almaguer now with what the victims are telling us tonight.
Tonight, Eddie Parker and Michael Jenkins say justice can be served now that the six white Mississippi law enforcement officers who beat them for nearly 2 hours have entered guilty pleas.
I knew that I wanted to give up. You know, I'm surviving, hoping I make it to the end.
Prosecutors in Mississippi say the officers tortured, used racial slurs, and sexually assaulted the two black men inside a Braxton home last January. Court documents revealed the officers, who called themselves the Goon Squad, broke down the door, beat, tased, and threatened to rape Parker and Jenkins while calling them the N-word and monkeys, as they accused the men of sleeping with white women.
They come here and do what they want to do, they can't even do what they do.
The five Rankin County Sheriff's deputies, Brett McApplin, Jeffrey Middleton, Christian Deadman, Hunter Elward, and Daniel Opdyke, were joined by Richland Police Officer Joshua Hartfield. The federal complaint says one officer put a gun in Jenkins' mouth, pulled the trigger, and nearly killed it.
What did I do?
So let's hope we get justice for these two brothers. Revolution continues. If you want to continue to listen to Black Power Radio, we thank you for coming in every Sunday and Monday. And where you hear nothing but revolutionary news here every week on a platform coming together. So those in the background, you now, we relinquish the mic back to you, National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar.
All right. Okay, all right. Okay. My mic was on and I'm trying to unmute myself. But look, there's much going on across the state. Make sure you mute out. If you're not speaking, please mute your individual line. That helps us a lot. If you don't mute your individual line, you will be cut off. But make sure you mute. Everybody must be on mute in order for this to operate properly. I need everybody on mute. Now, we are seeing these catastrophes resurface. They're just all new Trayvon Martin cases, new Michael Brown cases, new Eric Garner cases, new George Floyd cases. And over, we are telling you repeatedly to organize and unite the Black Power Movement in order to check the opposition in this peculiar brand of extremism and selling a peculiar brand of enslavement at this hour. And we're asking you to unite the Black Panther Party and others. We're going to go back and pick up Professor Griff. But we have one call. We promised we'd put him up. We got Professor Griff coming back, and we're going to team up with Oklahoma and get that case straight. I just want to let you know we didn't abandon you at 951-951. At 295, you're there. You're on the West Coast. Talk Black to us so we can go and talk to Professor Money Griff and Black Lightning. Go ahead. Give it up. You're 951 at 295. You're live.
Black power.
Black power. Who's calling?
Just saying what we, need to just be listening carefully and keep humble and just try to focus together as a teamwork. Black power.
That's right. Black power. It's the teamwork that actually makes the dream work. And we're going to pick up Black, and we got most of us online. Those waiting in the queue, please be patient with us, and we'll get Black to you. Okay, we got Black Lightning with Professor Money Griff. We got Sister Joyce, who's
Big
in the
money
state group. Of Oklahoma.
Okay.
We want you all to dialogue a bit
Ed
to
Bart.
Get filled up, because we're going into Oklahoma on September 9th. So come on, let's talk Black.
Well, thanks, Black Lightning, and Akbar, thank you for this opportunity. But I just want to say I would hope that there's a restraining order for Sister Bay's report in Mississippi. I would hope that we have pictures of these officers. I would hope that there's some kind of mention of this come Thursday with Reverend Al Sharpton, as well as us here in Los Angeles. And I can't help but not mention what Black Lightning was talking about when we talk about this LBGQ. I think we have gone a little bit too far when we have allowed men who have not been transformed into a woman who has woman parts to be able to go on a swimming, to participate at a swimming contest and stand up there butt naked with his Johnson. And they stand up there in their, I guess, But at the same time, I'm having a problem with that. I'm also having a problem, guys, with the fact that now we don't have gender-friendly bathrooms. I think to resolve and solve this issue of LGBTQ, we should have gender-friendly bathrooms, a male bathroom, a female bathroom, and a bathroom for gender-friendly bathrooms. If you feel you're gay, if you feel you are a woman and you haven't been transformed into a woman to where you have a vagina and body parts, then you go into the gender-friendly bathroom. The same thing in a dressing room. I don't want them in our bathroom seeing our black women or our women, period, if they just because they think they are a woman, they are considered a woman. No, we have to draw the line. Now, in terms of going to the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, fine. I don't have a problem with that. Working on your job, fine. I don't have a problem with that. But what I have a problem with is when you're undressing and you're becoming butt naked in front of the opposite sex, that, it, to me, I'm having a problem with at the age of 73. Now, if there's anybody who has a problem with that, please raise your hand and let's hear what you have to say in retrospect of this situation specifically speaking about that. In that accord, like I said, I don't have a problem if they want to wear a dress and they want to do. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. If they even, I have a problem with them kissing in public, but I have to deal with that. But I have a problem if they want to be butt naked in front of our women in bathrooms and swimming pools in contests. So you're telling me that a male can be converted into a woman and now be a boxer and now have to box women? You're telling me that a male can be converted into a female and be a soccer player, a basketball player? I got a problem with that. I don't know about you guys, but I would like to hear what you have to say about that. So that's what I have to say in regards to Black Lightning and his comments in regards to LGBTQ. I think we've gone too far. I think there's a limit, and I think we should spread the word, what you heard, on how we need to strategize to get our people to realize that enough is enough. We've gone too far. We let you go as far as you've gone, and now you're taking an inch and you're running a mile, and I got a problem with that. And so I think we have to draw the line, and that's where the line needs to be drawn. Now, that being said, to not be misled, in regards to Tulsa, Oklahoma, again, we must have crimes against humanity. We must have a federal level. We got to go to the federal level now. Since we did this on the state level, we got to go to the federal level because it was a federal
hate crime.
There you go, a federal hate crime that was committed because they didn't come to the rescue for the different cities that I'm going to give you a copy of at Black Lightning so that you can see for yourself that we have justification for. So that's where that's at. We have to get them on a federal level, and that way we should win. What was the other thing we hit? Who's the sister in New Jersey? Where's she at in New Jersey? What part?
Sister Sean, you still there?
She should be still there. We will try to plug her back in.
Akbar, I'm going to make sure, Brother Akbar, that Black Lightning gives you the information. I'll give it to him this week for sure, because tomorrow's Monday, and I'll give it to him. So you have it by week's end.
Yes, sir. Black Power, sure enough.
That's it on my end.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say that. Hello, Sister Joyce. Hi, Black Power.
Black Power.
I just wanted to say that. See, in my case, these youngins, I'm bringing them up myself. So it's like they my they my Panther Cubs, you know. These ain't the ones that run the streets, you know. These ones that if you really want to see them, you're going to have to go see them, you know. They come see me when they can get a ride, you know. But these are my Cubs. My Cubs are innocent, you know. And I know they're innocent. So that's why it hit me a little bit personal. So I didn't mean to take it too personal, y'all. But like
take
I say, it was one of y'all kids. It was one of y'all kids.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Yes,
at 73, I agree with everything you're saying. Because even with the body parts being changed and this, that, and the other being changed, they can't change that pituitary gland. And they going to still think like a man. I don't care what kind of body parts they transfer. So when you get out here on these teams, no. I don't want you in the bathroom with my little daughters, my little granddaughters, great-granddaughters. No. Go to your own bathroom. Or go
and
to the transgender-friendly bathrooms. But
yeah,
you don't belong in the bathroom with our little girl.
And one for gay women.
You don't belong in there with them at all. You don't even belong on the same sports teams.
You want
to run track and compete, run against some transgender people. Those are your folk. Because it wouldn't be fair to our girls. You were out here running track, and here comes a man in women's clothing with the male pituitary gland excreting dormant and things out of the brain that makes him still think like a man. So he's going to run like one. While our girls are running like a girl, he ran there running like a man because he thinks like one. So, no, a whole lot of transgender things got to take place before we. And not only that, how did they get linked up with what we're experiencing? How come everybody is thrown into our groups? We don't need any people just lagging on to us. These folks from Ukraine and the immigrants from Mexico and all those South and Central American countries, they come in. Asians, all of them, they're coming in under what we have fought and cried and died and sighed for. That's not fair to us. That's the reason why I say everything we talk about should start with the word R and make it say reparation.
That's right, Joyce. I'm with you, Sister Joyce. Is that Sister Joyce in Oklahoma? I remember her.
That's
Yes, ma'am.
The ringer. All right. Bell ringer.
Well, the only thing I would say in regards to Sister Joyce from Oklahoma is that she's right on point. She hit the ball out of the ballpark. I'm with her every way, shape, form, and fashion. And the only thing I would add is that just yesterday, I was at the health spa. True story, y'all. I was at the health spa, and there was I was talking to this brother about reparations, about how I don't like to see our young boys smashing and grabbing. I've never seen anything like this stuff, and they're setting our boys up to be killed, to be shot down in cold blood, or to get a record. And we don't need to go out like that. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Get them reparations. Give them discretionary cash. They're crying out. Can't you see these kids are crying out? Our boys are crying out. They want to have cell phones. They want to have computers. They want to have cars. They want to have nice things. You sit up here and let these refugees come over here and get TVs and get hotels, motels, Holiday Inns, and get this free medical and stuff and bypass us. And yesterday, let me get back to my original reason for why I chimed in behind Joyce was yesterday, Joyce, true story, I was at the health spa because I had lost a step from all the cold weather here. I didn't let this damn California weather get to my black ass to where I don't even go outside when it gets cold now. And I'm used to being out there because, you know, I'm a baller. I got a reputation. I play ball, girl, at the age of 73. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I lost a little step. So I'm in the gym trying to work out, you know, whereas I would take 1 hour, now I have to take 2 or 3 hours on that treadmill to get my shit back together. But so I'm in the room, I'm in the locker room, and I'm talking to this young brother, and he's buffed up, you know. And he said he's got five different languages or five different titles and stuff. And I'm talking about reparations and how it is busting and grabbing. And here comes this little Mexican from, where was he from? Nicaragua. Well, ain't nobody deserve reparations but us from Nicaragua. I don't care what you say. Little buff, little sharp Buffy motherfucker. So I looked at him. I said, man, well, are you serious? He said, yeah, you can't tell me nothing. I came over here, and the minute he said, I came over here, I jumped on a train and came to America. I said, you jumped on a train and came to America? I said, we was already here.
Yes.
Yep. I said, our people was already here. I said, is Nicaragua part of America? No. I said, then if Nicaragua ain't part of America, then when we talk about the Constitution, we're talking about rights, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We've been denied that opportunity. Oh, I don't know nothing about that. I said, well, what do you know about? I said, you know about slavery? Oh, I know everything about slavery. And then I said, so what's up? He said, what's up? Don't come close to me. And the brother had to say, oh no, that's an OG man. He wouldn't mean no harm. He was just asking you what was going on. And so, you know, but at the same time, Joyce, you should have seen the little half pint brother going to try to duke me.
Yeah,
he don't know.
He best move around.
I got my legs,
man.
He don't know.
Yeah,
You really don't want none, my brother. I'm God's child. I'm a child of God. And we got thousands of black messiahs out here. And he was looking to see if I would flinch. He was looking to see if I would eyeball me. He tried to eyeball me, Joyce. And you know, when you eyeball somebody, you look and see if there's any fear in their heart or any fear in their eyes.
I'm from New Jersey.
You know, I know how to fight.
Big Daddy, let National Chairman chime in. I ride a bike too, by the way. 30 miles.
Okay, Professor Money Grips, I want to go directly to where y'all. Now, they got a thing now, the language they call it. A passport. So somebody sold a little Nicaraguan a passport that means say something to OG. He can call you the N-word. He give you a little passport. That's what they call it now. That to say something to you that would maybe degrade you or belittle you in public. And he got a green light.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody gave him a passport. We ain't passing out right.
We the riggers now.
You know what he said to me?
Yeah, allow me to
he
land
said, well, you are OG. I'm still good. I'll still get with
yeah,
you.
Low key, we're landing a point here.
And sending home message to the black community, to the if you want to call them the Bloods and Crips and all of the Rooks and the Gangster Disciples and the Ida B. Wells and the ones across the nation from Brooklyn to Harlem and all the way black to Atlanta, from Atlanta to L.A., we send a message. Stop giving
out
to the opposition against our elderly, against our wishes for reparations. And the Black Panther Party is willing to check all comers about them giving out these goddamn passports. And thank
hell
you for
Hold on. That's right. Because if I walk in and see anything like that happen to one of our elders, matter of fact, if I walk in and see it happen to any elder, homeboy that got shocked. And I don't mean shocked and surprised. I mean electrocuted. Anybody that know me know I live up to that lightning name. He'd have got electrocuted. But we need all the brothers with heart. We need all the Crips, all the Bloods, gangsters, the Disciples, the 3-2s, the 5-5s, the 6-0s. If y'all see some shit like that happen, do what you do. Do what you do.
We need some black
moms. Anyway, you do it to each other. Do it on behalf of each other. Black power.
Black power.
Right. Black power.
Hold on. Yeah. You goddamn right. I hate to hear shit like that. Matter of fact, I have one too. Elderly white lady. She was being talked shit to by a male Karen. I said, like, I don't like Karens no fucking way. Male Karen, I don't like them no way. But he was being very disrespectful to an elderly white lady that always helps me when I go to Lowe's. I can't never figure it out. And she always said, here you go, honey, just do it like this. And she helps me out every time, right? So he gonna say, excuse me, sir. And she's like, I'm not a sir. And he's like, let me find your manager. And when he said that, I said, excuse me, miss, watch my cart. I went after his ass. I don't know which way he went, but I couldn't find him. So I called the manager, and I said, if this man come back and give her any hard time, you call me. I said, because if I catch up to his ass in this store, I already know his punk ass is going to call the police. I said, so you deal with him and make sure that he don't mess with this elderly lady. So if I do it for her, you know damn well, if it's a black lady, oh, he's going to get punched in the mouth real fast, real quick. And since I'm on a bicycle, hey, I can get up out of there. Ha ha, black power.
Black power.
National Chairman tell you, I come in from the bike trail all the time. I do 33 miles to get to my young crew. And like I say, they don't run the street. They don't run the street. It's hard to get to them, you know? So when these cops come up in their backyard and come in without a search warrant, then I got a big problem with that, you know?
Right.
So anyway. Yeah, black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black power.
And, did somebody say blue power? Who was that that said blue power? Look at line. Did you say blue? Hold on. Excuse me, National Chairman. Let me find out who was that said blue power. Nobody going to speak up? Look at line, bro. Don't blue power on here because I don't miss shit. Black power.
Nah,
only.
Black power. Nigga, black power. Englewood.
Okay.
Nigga,
it's only blue. Okay. Well, I mean, blue with the Crips. Blue with the Crips and red with the Bloods. And we got orange with the Hoopers. We got orange with the Hoovers, you know? So I'm down with that. But right here, right now, black power.
Black power.
That's already good.
Black power.
We got that shit locked down. We gonna lock that shit down. Ain't no problem.
Black power radio. And this is black as it gets. We're black power radio. And we're
this is black power radio, guy. Don't come with no other color. Don't come with no other color. Just stay with black power. Serious. That's
black
as simple as that.
I'm a serious minister.
Don't bring nothing to the table that's not black. And I really don't miss nothing.
And I'm very articulate. I can hear real good. I can speak real good. Black power. National Chairman. All yours.
All right, listen up.
Are you a black?
Remember, I got that goddamn mute button, so listen up. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We bring the black power. We bring the black power. Yeah. But we also bring that strong black military with that power.
Yeah.
And able right. And able to enforce. And
yes,
don't forget the I'm telling you, I know it.
Don't forget the
very few that can enforce it. They'll talk that. But can they enforce that? So we are the Black Panther Party. We're not an exaggeration. We are what boots on the ground where the rubber meets the goddamn road. So let's go on with the show. We got a lot to do here.
That's right.
We got to get into Tulsa. We got to get into Mississippi. And we got a long road to go and a very short time to get there. So let's organize. Coming out of the Marcus Messiah Garvey. Why don't we give y'all y'all at the wall? Y'all or either Michael Duncan. Do an outreach on that for us. Do it. Yeah.
Okay.
To God and the earth. All righteous teachers, because at this hour, the pastor
need to get Dr. Umar on.
Oh, you had something to say? Go ahead.
So you need to get Dr. Umar Afetunde in there on the line. Call him.
Go ahead and do the outreach, but I'm saying just reach out to someone we call, and we can potentially get Umar as well, or Dr. Umar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm on it. Black Power.
Yeah, he's our National Minister of Education. I had a time to conference with Dr. Umar over the weekend, and we're strong. But I'm telling you, we're strong. Dr. Umar is strong. He is as strong as any leader. He's just like the guy of Vladimir in another way. But we work out with tournament champions. That's how Dr. Umar goes. That's how I go with the tournament champions. And let him put me on my backside several ways. But then again, I put him on his backside several ways. So
no,
you know,
because we got to work with everybody. We got to work with everybody.
Now, we can sing
a
free
peace treaty.
Whoa. We can sing a free peace treaty. It's impossible to talk on this air.
Omar.
What we have to do.
Yeah,
it's not Omar, it's Umar.
It's
spelled with a U.
But you go.
Yeah, hey, mute
you
your line, bro. If you're not talking, mute your line.
Because I'm going to mute your
line. I
don't
want to be on war mode with everybody, but I am on war mode, and I am the National Minister of Defense. So mute your lines, and I will be nice.
There's one mic.
But if you don't mute your line, I'm not going to be too cool.
One mic.
Yes, sir. Black Power. Yes, sir.
We can sing in three-part harmony, clearly. There's no problem with us singing together. But I will tell you and explain to you in no uncertain terms, we will not be able to speak at the same time on this mic.
Yes, sir.
And we've done a courtesy. We've done many shows with a courtesy mic with no problem, and people were able to inhale and exhale their point. We're here for 3 hours, and everybody will get a turn. So whoever has
that's
the next
right.
mic, allow, be courteous enough to let the next person speak. Because I have the control, so I don't have to speak. I want to hear from you. So who was next at the mic? Now, slow, very slow. Who was next at the mic that was trying to get in and bring their point up? We were ending on a military piece, but we want them to send a resounding message to stop giving passports to non-revolutionaries, people that are not we the people, to the non-melanated nations, and compromise our elders, et cetera, and they will turn on you, flip on you, and take your goddamn award like Eminem. You will take your goddamn number one awards and say, now what you going to do about it? And dish you in your face like Vanilla Ice. And can you imagine what the Funkadelic talks about? Having some doobie in your goddamn funk. You put some Doobie Brothers in your funk. So, let's go to a word that I want you to research. A word, M-E, is pronounced meat. Come to what is meat, meaning come to what is logical, what is practical for your circumstances at the time, your spiritual, your physical, your intellectual circumstance, but your emotional state. Come to what is meat, M-E-T-E. Please Google that, because I know it may require a little research to get to where I have arrived on that particular word. We must come to what is meat. And Jesus met the people. Abraham and Moses told us we must come to what is meat for this particular hour. For Black Power, your turn.
Black Power, what happened? You got quiet.
Black Power.
Time and a place for everything. Black Power.
Go ahead.
Black Power, sister.
Black Power.
No, you go ahead. Ladies first. I'm always a gentleman. Well, most of the time.
I want to hear what you have to say. Go ahead, Lionel.
I'm just saying that our people need justice before they get killed.
They need justice before they come out of Martinsburg Detention Center in a body bag at 19 years old, you know? And you got cops calling them the N-word and threatening them to try to get them to spill the beans about something, anything, you know? Tell them they're going to get this and that done to them in jail. And I'm like, shit, my youngin' is about 6'2". He will whoop your you-know-what. And going back to the LGBT thing, these men that want to wear dresses, if you insult one of them in the hood, oh, he will turn gangster and manly real quick, and you just might get beat down from somebody that's wearing a dress. So how are they going to compete in sports against women? They can actually handle a he went from, hey, honey, he went from that to, what you talking about? I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I ain't messing with you. I'm going to leave you alone. You can wear all the dresses you want. Just don't go in the bathroom with my women, you know, because then we got a problem. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. Black power.
All right. Black Lightning, I'm with you on that one. I'm just hoping that this week, guys, that we see Donald Trump get his mugshot taken. And I'm just so grateful and thankful that it's black people who are going to restore the democracy of America. America is a democracy. America is not a dictatorship. And what I'm seeing is where Donald Trump has shown us that he wants America to be a dictatorship, and he has been getting away with murder, let alone introducing it to other people to commit murder. And this sister and those that are in Georgia this week, I'm hoping some big things come out of there this week. Like you wouldn't believe, I'm going to be glued to the TV when we see his ass be mugshot and quiet as is kept. I wouldn't be surprised if he has to go to jail. All right.
I'm the same with that.
He's going to be on a leg monitor in the White House. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, I'd like to hand you a footnote.
You know them rednecks will vote for him no matter what he do.
Okay, I'd like to give you a footnote. We are potentially a democracy or a democratic circumstance. But we pledge allegiance to the republic which it stands. That is responsible for the chaos at this hour. The republic for which it stands, meaning anyone from Donald the Duck Trump, a businessman, from Ronald the Ray Gunn, an actor in Hollywood, from Barack Hussein Obama, just a college historian, could be the president. They don't have political muscle or political or politics in their social orientation. And therefore, just anybody could be, and you pledge allegiance to follow anyone. If he becomes a Vladimir Putin dicks over tomorrow, then you pledge allegiance to the republic, what? For which it stands. And that is the actual truth, and I land my plane upon that fact.
And they brainwash our kids in school. At least they used to brainwash our kids in school with that Pledge Allegiance to the flag. Even when I was a kid, I was a revolutionary. I ain't Pledge Allegiance to no goddamn flag. You must have lost your mind. I sit down, you know. When the people in the court, they come, all rise. I mean, fuck that. I'm already standing up because I'm not going to rise for this fuck, you know. And when everybody gets sitting down, I ain't sitting down. Matter of fact, they told me to sit down in court. I told my back hurts. Sorry, can't do it. I ain't conforming. And that's what none of us should do. We should not conform. And remember, these kids out here, you can't just start with them and then abandon them. If you start with them, you're going to have to finish it out all the way to the end line and to the end zone. You're going to have to take it all the way to the end zone. You know, that's why I was glad that I went into 7-Eleven and I was going to get change, and I had a candy bar because I was going to get change with it. and I don't know how I put it in my pocket to get my wallet or something, and gave the man a 20, gave me two 10s, and I walked out, and I said, oh, shit, I forgot why I went in. Excuse my language, ladies, and gentlemen. I said, I forgot why I went in there. I was like, God damn, I got the candy bar in my pocket. So I was glad my young crew got to see that. You know, and I'm like, we don't steal, you know, and we don't let our elders get jumped on by little badass MS-13s either, you know, because matter of fact, where I'm from, that'll get you beat down, you know. Yeah, Big Money Griffo, I wish I had been there. He got electrocuted. And then they would have said, who was that black masked man? Say, I don't know, but he's hauling ass down the street on that bicycle. Black power, I'm going right there.
All right, Black power. Well, to pose a question, there was a question. Oh, go ahead, National Chairman.
No, go right ahead. I don't need it.
Yeah, so I wanted to piggyback on the question, Big Money Grip, put the stop right there on how do we get reparations. There are so many groups that are in support of reparations, but yet they're not telling us how we can get reparations or even where to begin. So we want to lay the law down now on the instructions or what to do to follow through with the inception of reparations. October 16th, March on Washington, supposed to have a statement concerning no reparations, no vote. Now, this is very important for people to understand how important the black vote is. We cannot take that lightly. Now, voting is one of the key of how the Democratic Party, the Democratic plantation, keeps winning over on us year in and year out. So when we refrain from a process that has never granted anything towards our black happiness, then we must rethink on how we're going to do things come election in 2024. So one thing here in California, the Reparations Task Force ended June 29th. It's an 1,100-page report on the so-called study of the harms that we can find in any history book right now. They put it together, and now they didn't tell us what the next steps are. So the reparations bill, which is a tailored bill concerning the legislative process of what will protect us as black people when we receive reparations. That is exactly what the California Task Force is supposed to be working on. Specifically, for those who may not remember, there are 9 members of this task force that so-called went through and studied after Gavin Newsom, the governor, signed a bill, AB 3121. Again, it was an extension of HR 40, which was a study and a commission put together to continue to study. Well, we don't need no more study. Japanese internment camp survivors didn't get a study when they got their reparations. The Holocaust survivors, who didn't even happen in this country, they got their reparations. And damn sure the slave owners in the 1850s, they got their reparations due to our freedom, so to speak. So why is it when it comes to us that they want to continue to study? Well, we got to organize, black families. We got to be on code. It don't matter where you're from. If you're a descendant of slaves, understand reparations is not for black people. It is for a lineage-based specific group of black people that suffered through something called chattel slavery, starting in 1619 to 1851-52. Those families that can trace their lineage to that era, who have their names on the census, or you may not. You may be a descendant of slaves, and many records have been destroyed as such, but there's still a way for you to trace your lineage. So if you're listening, black family, I want you to start tracing your lineage if you haven't done so already. When it comes down to receiving reparations, it is for those who have done their due diligence, who have proven who they are. And when I say proven, there's no boundary. There's no rule book on what it is to prove that you're a descendant of the slaves. You just know or you don't know. Either your family has been telling you their lineage or they haven't. But if you are interested in knowing and finding the truth, there's always ways and people that can help you accomplish that. So what we are planning to do, what we're working on right now, as a community, as a black community, is to come together with a bill, a legislative bill. There's a certain language that it has to have in order to protect us as black persons. That is what the next step is for the California Task Force. This bill will or may not change the scope of how we live. It really is what we can do right here, right now. If you haven't traced your lineage, if you're not interested in reparations, then, you know, stay out of it. But those of us who know that reparations is a necessary step that includes restitution, compensation, that means it's not about just the money. And mind you, the money is very important. But what's even more important, black family, is the land. Is the land, is the land, and I say it again, it's the land. That 40 acres and a mule is particularly what we have to get back. So how do we get the land? You identify the property in your area. Make sure you have a list of available property in your area. Just start off where you live. Start off with the city, the town, or the block where you see buildings, empty land sitting there year after year. Write down the address and follow through with it. There's no set rules or regulation, again, black family, on how we're going to get reparations. This is a nuanced way of how we're doing it. Nothing gets done without a fight. Nothing gets done without an organized military force. Nothing gets done without force. So it is not something where we're going to be asking, as many people say, you're going to ask the white man for our money? No, that's our money that the white man stole. How are we not going to understand that? Our taxes is what is in the federal bank right now. Many of us who became free still had to work on the so-called plantation. That means some of us got 2-3 jobs that we still working to this day. And where do our taxes go? It goes right into the same portion as some of these white folks live privilegedly based on our black labor. Dr. Claude Anderson said it best. It's black labor, white wealth. There is nothing that any non-black person received in this country without the help of us as black people. They have not gotten anything by themselves. They have gotten it by stealing, by working us to death, by opposition, by colonization, by gentrification, by any means that they see fit is how they're living well now. And that is why in Tulsa, when we tried, and many other black cities where we tried to rebuild, and sometimes we build even better than some of these white neighborhoods, that they couldn't see that happening. That's why we got to protect our own. We got to really work together to rebuild our community. We have construction workers.
We can do that.
We have construction workers in your neighborhood right now, people who can build housing from scratch. We're talented like that. We got to gather these people together, identify the property, and start claiming stakes just like the Homestead Act of 1866, where they were given free rein to stake their claim on a piece of land, and it was theirs. This is what we got to get back to. Eminent domain. Eminent domain came about when these cities were being built in the early 1800s. And they took land, the government took land that they saw fit to build the local hospitals, to build the local schools, to build the local council chambers. But now that most of the cities are already developed, there is no need for eminent domain any longer. Now, what has been done is that the extra surplus properties are sitting in your backyard. They're using it to give it to their friends, to give it to their buddies, to make sure that their people own property that we cultivated. Many times the land that was in our generational family was taken through the probate courts, snatching it from right under us, our grandmama and them that owned houses. The court systems found a loophole through the descendants, through the children and the grandchildren who may not have known as much or know any better, and they got the land or their houses taken right back to the state. This is where we got to take back what was taken from us. And how we do that is through organizing. It's through writing a plan. It's through getting your people together. There's no magic pill on how we win. But how we do win is through organized effort. That is the name of the game, is organization. So while we are working on a reparations bill, we the people, we have to remember who we are. We're not part of the Democratic Party. We actually were the ones that created the Republican Party. We were the ones that were the Republican Party, the free blacks and the northern whites. We were the Republican Party. And somewhere along the line, all of that went to white supremacy. And then we got stuck with the Democratic plantation, the Congressional Black Caucus with their black faces since 1977, sat there year after year, making sure that when they get in these spaces, that they took care of themselves. They took care of their immediate children. They set up shop and built wealth for them. Some of them don't even live in the districts that they're over. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, yes, I'm talking to you. And yet you want to come and tell us and say, oh, it's a shame what black folks are going through, while you're sitting there with H.R. 40 doing absolutely nothing with it, allowing them to continue to study reparations for us. We don't need no symbolism. We don't need no symbolic politics. We don't need you wearing a kente cloth and bending on one knee thinking that you're doing something for us. We don't need no statue for Emmett Till. We need the funding that you took from Emmett Till's family sitting on right now right back to the family. So we're going to keep a strong eye specifically on the Tulsa survivors and the repeal and the reconsideration of this particular case. This is one of many cases in where the last man standing, 100-year-old senior citizens who've been fighting for the right just to have land and to live free. We cannot take that for granted. We got to mobilize our young people and teach them the real route of revolution. We got to teach them disciplinary acts, be in the field. We got to teach them how to mobilize and run the city council. If we can't do it, these young people can. But we must bridge the gap for them to do that. So this is
Black
why
Power.
I'm placing my bid. Black Power.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm placing my bid right here in the state of California. I'm running for lieutenant governor for the state of California. Our election is November 3rd, 2026. We setting up shop right now.
Hit the horn. Hit the horn. There you go. Hit the horn. That's a horn moment. Hit the horn.
Okay.
Truth Bay, let's stop right there for 1 minute. Truth Bay for lieutenant governor of California. Anybody that's on the West Coast, I need y'all to vote for Truth Bay for lieutenant governor. Black Power, hit them horns. That's a horn moment. I wish I had my keyboard on. I got a horn section on the keyboard. Oh, no, keep going, sister. I got somebody on with me. I do want to bring on when you're done. I mean, when you get a chance, because he's got something about the city council in his area that needs to be addressed.
And you know I got something to say on the Black Lightning.
On the Truth Bay, on that lieutenant governor's office from Black Panther Party, we give 100% support there as you all continue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And can you hold on for 1 minute, Big Money? Brother Jermaine out of Shreveport, have been a lot of stuff been going on down here. I mean, a lot of injustice to black folks, injustice to just us. You dig? So I got Brother Jermaine. Can you drop it like it's hot about that city council thing you were telling me about?
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay. What I'm going to share, basically, it's been shared through the local news, but it hasn't gone anywhere further. But what I'm about to say is pretty much this. Basically, unauthorized salary increases was given to multiple those of the council, those that had any affiliation with the council who are here in the city of Shreveport in that particular township. Not only is it illegal, but this is against city policies, but within the city, within any city official. This is a crime. Most people don't understand. I didn't even know what that meant. So someone told me the other day, they said, yeah, what they did was under the table dealings, which that's illegal because first and foremost, for any salary to be increased, it must be approved through the council board. So what makes it even worse is it's the chairman who did it. This is the type of corruption that's going on. This is the type of corruption that's happening throughout 24 officials that's not being addressed. They're not now I know a lot of them now are being arrested. A lot of this corruption is finally being exposed within these cities and states. Among these city council members, which now they are paying the price of going to prison. But one thing about us here in Shreveport, it needs to happen to the point to where we are actually going to have to see these people going to prison, going to jail, because these are crimes that they've committed. And not only that, we have a situation where Louisiana, especially our state, is below the poverty line. Half every family here, especially in Shreveport, is living below the federal poverty line. So you're dealing with people on fixed incomes, you got elderly, you know, and all this type of other stuff that these individuals and older people are living with. And not only that, we're dealing with these racist laws, these laws that were not meant for black people. We're dealing with laws that should have been abolished, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you know, and we're still dealing with these. They have something that they call civil code laws. I've never understood what that meant. But, yeah, definitely I want you all to share that with y'all's panel, get it to y'all's whatever officials you may know in your state that these people have done this, and this has been going on for years out here. It was never addressed. The city is outraged, or it's not finally now, but yeah, they basically he approved unauthorized salary increases. This is yeah, so yeah.
The two young brothers that got 18, both of them 18.
Yes, 17 and 18.
Can you drop that too, please?
Okay. Yeah, we're still on the lookout for the Arab gentleman and the white gentleman. You know, and again, these two young men. The police, we also want to expose the police department for their corruption within this, because first and foremost, when you look at that video.
But tell what happened.
The two men went into what they call Moe's Pipe Shop. It's a vape shop here in Shreveport. It's a vape shop. And from what we've seen, they went in there, supposedly robbed the owner, and none of that transpired. They jumped over the counter from what we saw in the video, but it was nothing like that. So as they're running out the store, the two gentlemen that were standing at the door, followed them outside, ran outside after them, pulled out from what we saw in the pictures, it was like AK-47, and I mean just shot them down like they were nothing, murdered them. This was straight murder. So I'm still asking for nationwide attention, and then also I've screenshotted their photos and, you know, two, I think I've already done it to y'all text message, I don't know. But yeah, these two young men were murdered as they were running out the store for no apparent reason. It was the police job to handle them for whatever they may have done. But again, in the video, there was no handgun produced. We didn't see any type of firearm within the video. So again, these two young gentlemen were murdered in cold blood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Black wow, Lightning, can horrible. I chime in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We need to definitely do something about that, you know?
Okay, brother down there in Shreveport, first and foremost, these are elected officials, correct?
Correct.
Okay, everything that is elected officials should be put on the ballot. The ballot is the key. The people should determine whether or not they should have a pay raise or not. Not them. Yeah. They cannot self-empower themselves with more money without the community at large saying that they should have an increase in salary. Based on what? What did they do to deserve an increase in their salary? That's number one. Where do you have to go? Go to the supermarkets, go to places where people gather like the post office and get signatures and qualify for the amount that is needed to put it on a ballot measure and make sure that it's on a ballot measure and vote no that they cannot have a pay raise. In regards to the two boys that were shot down in cold-blooded murder, we have to have substantiation and verification that they weren't there to rob anybody and that they were shot in the back for no reason and, and that you have to be able to justify that. That's where that's at. Now, back to what Sister Bay was talking about. As a wise man, I believe that it's important that we work smarter instead of harder.
Yeah.
What I mean by working smarter instead of harder, nationally speaking, no reparations, no black vote. Your vote is the most important thing to every elected official in America. If they hear that you're not going to vote for them, whether they black, white, or indifferent, they will jump on the bandwagon and make sure that this is resolved and solved so they can be reelected because that's their bread and butter. The vote is the most important thing to these elected officials. Keep that in mind. And that's why I mentioned Gavin Newsom, and that's why I mentioned Joe Biden, and that's why I mentioned South Carolina, whatchamacallit. They know. And if they hear that I'm not voting for you, I'm not putting my X in your box or my check mark in your box to reelect you because I don't see where you're helping us get reparations, they will step their game up and do something. It's just that simple. And that's where I'm coming from working smarter instead of harder. Who do we target? We target the hip-hop generation. They're ripe and ready. They're ready and ripe, Akbar. They're ready. They're ready to do it. They'll do it in a heartbeat. Spread the word what you heard on how we need to strategize to get them to realize that we're not playing with this. We want reparations and work within the budget. And when it comes to federal, there is no budget. There's no budget when it comes to Ukraine. They ain't got no budget. And you can't, you look, I don't even want to get started on that. But that's where that's at. All right, I'm done.
And I just want to say something real quick. I'm glad you all have this Black Power Radio, first and foremost. And but like I said, I just got the video out into the inbox on the tech. And
I put it in our inbox too, by the way.
Okay. And then like I said, you know, and then for them to do that, like you said, I said, yeah, that's a serious offense because if you guys are doing it amongst yourselves and city council people empowering yourselves, first of all, it's illegal, and secondly, you know, that's against policies for city, according to the city violations with any of public official holding an office, you know? So,
yep.
Yeah.
That's it. There you go. There you go. Food for thought.
That's right. Yeah.
So we expect a report from you as to how you're progressing on that in terms of the legalities of going to the state legislators and finding out if and what it takes to qualify to be on the ballot, to put it on the ballot, to have the voters determine whether or not they want them to have an increase in salary and they not get a damn dime. We fighting for sandwiches and they sitting up here, ooh, I don't even want to get started.
Yeah.
All
right.
So make sure you get back with Black Lightning and let them know so Black Lightning can give us the heads up on what's going on to do a follow-up because we don't want it to be, you know, hear you now and don't hear you later, but we want to see some feedback. We want some feedback as to whether or not you're serious about this in terms of going to your state legislators in Louisiana and asking them how many votes will it take to recall, but to rescind a ballot measure. How can they elect themselves to have a salary increase? Shouldn't that be approved by the voters in their district? And that's it. That's it. Black Lightning, I gotta go, man.
All right, Black Power.
I gotta go. You know, we got this rainstorm here in Cali. We feeling the East Coast now.
right.
We feeling the East Coast with this humidity and stuff. And Shreveport down in Louisiana, we feeling that tropical weather down here. But at the same time, it's a little drizzle whizzle. But I want to be on top of this. Plus, I got to get my car out the shop, man.
They got monsoon season. That's monsoon season down there.
Yeah.
I just live down there. Yeah.
Black Lightning, get back with
Black
me now.
Black Power, get back with me now.
So we can get Akbar's number, because I gotta have Akbar's number. So
I'm gonna send you the video that Brother Jermaine just sent me to.
All right. Well, then I'm gonna have to give you my email.
Okay. Yes, sir. Black Power. Send it to me.
All right. We'll hook up when you get off. When you get off. Hook up.
Yes, sir.
Call
All right,
back.
Black Power.
I'm out. Black Power, everybody. I yield back.
Black Power.
All right. See you, Akbar.
National Chairman, where you at? I think if he was here, he would probably be quoting somebody when he told me a story about, what's his name? Frederick Douglass. Yeah, Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, you know, and meeting outside a whole house. Oh, excuse me, I don't know no other way to say it. I'm old school. House of Every Proof. There you go. But then most folks wouldn't even know what it is. But anyway, they was outside of the place, and he say about the emancipation, your Declaration of Independence. See, that's your Declaration of Independence. I'm a goddamn slave, Black Power, because everybody that's still with me. I am.
Black,
come on, y'all.
I am.
I am a Black revolutionary.
Come on,
Brother Jermaine. You with us? I am a Black revolutionary.
Yeah,
I'm
a Black revolutionary.
And one more good one. I am what? A
Black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary. And I'm not a happy slave. Hell
Black
no. Black Power.
Black Power.
National Chairman. Black Power.
The call was given.
I was quoting you, quoting somebody else.
The Honorable Fred Hampton. He said, I am a revolutionary. And as it was taught to us by Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and echoed by Sheikh Imam Akbar, I am a Black revolutionary.
I am a Black revolutionary.
A specific revolution. Because many of you will be cheering for the Crackers Revolution, for the white man's revolution. You cheer your own family value system and your own Black revolution against the oppressor, against the Mediterranean. And there's no shame in the game. He didn't have no problem going against you, and no problem kicking you in the door and telling you to stand on the park bench, marked for Negroes. He had no problem telling you to stay out of his. He had no problem blinking when you swam in his pool. So I was just saying to you, brother and sister, to wake up truth is good for everybody. And say, my, because I'm not a happy slave. Black Power.
Not a happy slave. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, sir. You know, we were talking a few moments ago about Dr. Umar Johnson. And the other day, I had heard him speak in regards to the reparation and how he gave like five different speech components to us receiving our reparations. And one of the things that he said that made a whole lot of sense to me was the fact that if we only receive money, if money's the only part of reparations that we're thinking of, then we won't have reparations very long. So we have to start thinking down the road. Now, the five different areas, and if we're able to ask him to come on to speak to us regarding the educational process and the schools and different things, ask him to also address these five components of reparations. Now, one of the things that he mentioned was the fact that we need to be in control of our music. Now, the way he is broke that down, we don't realize the amount of money that our music, I'm talking about our R&B, how much money our music brings in annually, monthly, daily, that matter. Another component that he went down was our inventions, things that we invented, say, even from the plantation up until the internet. We need to start receiving recognition as well as of money, royalties for these inventions that we are ignored for and that our people are instrumental in founding and creating. Also, he spoke about the return, and someone has spoken about this, the return of land that was taken from us, hundreds of thousands of acres of land that was taken from us and should be returned. The psychological damage needs to be compensated for the psychological damage that slavery, not just slavery, but Jim Crow, segregation, all those times when you're sitting up in your doors and your windows and wondering if the night riders gonna ride down on you tonight. Whose house will they destroy tonight? Whose lives will they mess over tonight? That's psychological damage. And those are some of the things. And the final one that he spoke about was the role that we slaves played as slaves in the trade of the growth throughout the, not just the USA, but throughout the diaspora itself. So those are the five areas, and if we can get him to come on, we should ask him to explain his version of reparations. And again, we have to think about more than just the financial, more than the money aspect of reparations. So those are the five areas that he identified, and perhaps we could add to it. We sure won't subtract from it, but we could maybe add to what he was speaking of in regards to how we'll go about getting our reparations. Black with you. Black power.
Black power, black power. I have walked away from the mic for a minute. Now, who is the personality that we named? I heard what your request was. But who was the personality?
Big Doc.
Mark Johnson.
Big
Doc. Big Doc,
you know,
man. Come on, man. You know Big Doc.
Bob,
I mean, National Chairman. No, Big Doc. Umar.
Now, Bob Johnson has a fair. He has several trees. And now remember,
he's talking about Bob Johnson. I
never
heard of Bob Johnson. I know Umar Johnson.
Yes, sir. Talking to Johnson.
Yes, sir.
But definitely has a plan. It was a buy into the BET, sell the BET, buy into major sports network. Bob Johnson is a man of substance. And he put it up over the trigger to pay off the regular guy. If we are 50 million strong, that means that we are not asking for much more than, $100 million cash in our hands. And a few million acres to get the rest of us. So we're not asking for very much at all.
pay off the debt of government. But this government not to move and not to be inclined to say that we built it as dollars to duck funds. What is our five? We put it. We've never been paid. They've stolen our patents. They've stolen our science. Invention. But we want our goddamn money. And you better cut this motherfucking debt. Or it's going to be all hell. It's going to be a piece of this motherfucker. I'm telling you right now. You talking about burn, baby, burn. I got to move aside. Huh? But we'll be taking over from right here. I ain't going to lie to you. Black power. Black power.
That's right. Black power. Black power. Sister Joyce was right on, spot on when it comes to reparations. Black power. What is it, the five parts component? For those who may not know, Dr. Umar Fatunde, he was on spot on when it comes to having our music royalties returned back to us. Again, she hit spot on. R&B, hip-hop, jazz, all of that came from us. We were the original musicians with our drums. And what they did, they marketed, especially when it comes to drill music, when it comes to gangster rap. They made sure that they created destructive or highlighted destructive music. Yet, people like Elvis Presley didn't give Little Richard any type of credit, and he took his whole act. And what'd they do? They raised him up, so-called as a father or king of rock and roll, knowing damn sure that he wasn't. So we definitely got to see about the royalty aspect, and that all comes with the industry. The industry is such an evil place. That's why it's eating itself alive right now in Hollywood.
Amen.
That's why there's strikes going all left and right. That's why a lot of shows and people that were not paid for the work, the black actors get paid significantly less. I mean, there's so much indebtedness when it comes to our black entertainment. So we need to stand firm, and this is straight out for the musicians in the industry. Got to stand firm and be like, not signing a 360 deal. First and foremost, there's so much independence right now that we can create our own stuff without having going through a white supremacist who will take 90% of it and give us crumbs. So absolutely, we got to start. So the 5 points, and I want to just quickly go over the 5 stages of reparations so that way we can get a clear idea on what it is reparations mean as a whole. It's not just the money. Of course, we mentioned the land, but the first is secession. It's assurances and guarantees of non-repetition. So what that means, under the international law, a state is responsible, every state is responsible for wrongfully injuring people, and is, of course, blacks, under the obligation as a cease the act and continuing the repetition, such as going for a bank loan, black businesses applying for bank loans and getting turned down over and over again. The redlining, Jim Crow laws, these are the atrocities that we as our black bodies had to endure by law. And it was legal to do these things at one point in time. The second is restitution and repatriation. Restitution means simply to reestablish the situation which existed before the wrongful act committed. The problem is many of us, our ancestors, came on this soil as slaves. So we did not really know what it was like to be free based on the history. Oh, I know, that's hilarious, ain't it? All right, number three is the compensation. As we mentioned before, the injuring state, the finances that we have lost when it came to building a house, getting fair, equal pay, getting funding, compensation is number one. So what we're requesting, a lot of people say, well, we need $120,000 payment plans a month, a certain amount. No. We need one lump sum, $5 million, which is doable, for each descendant of slave because they have well over billions of dollars for the Ukraine. They have given $350 billion in the American Rescue Plan Act, as we have mentioned a couple of weeks before. That's why it's important to follow the American Rescue Plan Act in your city, because that is actually our reparation money. They gave this money, Biden administration gave this money specifically for marginalized communities. Who do you think they keep calling marginalized? Is it not the black community? They love to use us as their data, saying black people are at a high rate of this, black people at a high rate of COVID, this and that, or we're at a high rate of rape, murder, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to our black dollars, for some reason they want to still study. They want to still study. Okay, so we're going to let them study. But what we're requesting is $5 million. This is not towards any state. It is a federal request. So that means Washington, D.C., the Biden administration, this is the request specifically that Kamala Harris, who chooses to be black on Monday and Wednesday, but Asian on the other days and Indian on some other days. So that's Vice President Kamala Harris. Yeah. That one, that Joe Biden, that many of you elected, your president, that said if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Yeah, that guy. That's the one that needs to start compensating when it comes down to reparations. The number four is satisfaction. Satisfaction is part of full repatriation under international law. This is why we have to have a class action suit, not at the federal level, like Tulsa, not even at the Supreme Court level, but in the world court, which is international law, and their headquarters is none other than New York City. That's right, as National Chairman would say, New York City. So the world court, and this is where we need all our so-called black attorneys to step forth and help draft this particular lawsuit and file it in the world court. Now, what I'm telling you right now is not what we need to do. It's something that is being done behind the scenes by those who understand the assignment. So don't think that we're waiting for somebody to get this together. Last but not least is rehabilitation. Rehabilitation is the fifth and last stage of reparations. So we need to build our own hospitals. As Dr. Umar Ifotunde keeps saying, we can't keep talking smack when we haven't built schools. We haven't built our own hospitals. We don't own our own banks. Until we start doing this now, we have no business in saying anything. We got to start picking up a hammer and nails and start building black family. Start building. So with that being said, I yield the mic. Black power.
Black power.
Minister of Justice is saying to you that these people, and you have Joe Biden, and we must hold him accountable, totally as the head administrator and the man who practiced racism up and down the East Coast, then it's across the nation. Don't know about him, but we will expose him at this hour. Somebody, everybody that's not talking, please mute it. If you got mute on your phone, please mute it. And you must take issue with Joe Biden. It's reparations or else. In fact, we will hold his testicles, his social political testicles, and if necessary, his physical testicles to the social political fire, and if necessary, to the physical fire, because we are right on this issue that they stole us, sold us, and they owe us this separation. This is blood, sweat, and tears.
Right.
Blood, sweat, and tears for the real freedom fighter and the real revolutionary cannot accept anything less and full and complete reparations. Cut the goddamn check. Push out the land grant. Put the land in place. End homelessness in the black community. We got a few simplistic issues that can be easily resolved, but no one is willing to make that decision publicly that they will say that they owed us this money. They paid us off, and we now are back to business as usual.
Business as usual means the state in which the Pilgrims and the Puritans found us in America. Black power? Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you.
Black power. Black power.
Do you feel that Dr. Cornel West has upset the apple cart a little bit?
Well, it's still too early to tell, because I tell you one thing, I don't trust anybody who actually is friends with many of people in the system. Now, I believe in him disrupting the Democratic Party, yes, but in the end, will he be for the people if he's actually elected? That's what we got to say. We can't celebrate too early with Cornel West. He has some great talking points. He's a marvelous intellectual, marvelous intellectual.
That's
but
true.
We need an action-orientated politician, not even a politician, an action-orientated person in that seat. And from what I know here in California, yay, I know Cornel has been friends with some of the most corrupt politicians, so I'm just saying it's too early to tell, but I would like to see the People's Party. You know, the People's Party is a party that left over from Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was a socialist. Now, you see, they have a certain mentality. So, again, the People's Party, they recruited Cornel West. They're the one that sought out Cornel West to be the point person for the party. Now, when you listen to Cornel West, he talks a lot about music. He's a jazz man. He refers a lot of stuff. That's great. And again, he's an intellectual. Is an intellectual a person that's going to fight for black rights? He has great talking points. But again, we'll wait to see. When it gets closer to 2024, we'll see how the shift changed, because he could probably even leave the People's Party and start a whole new independent party. Who knows? But one thing for sure that I am hoping that will not happen is that he's an undercover Democrat in a different clothing. That's all I'm saying. So I just want you to really watch this, black people, and follow along to make sure that if Cornel West is that one disruptor, that he follows through and does his action for black folks as much as he's talking about black power.
I will vote for him just because the same reason I voted for Obama, because he's black. I'll vote for him because he's black.
Beloved, and he's about black power.
Sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Beloved, yes, sir. Let's take a look at Bernie Sanders and see if he's willing to give the support to Cornel West that Cornel West has given for the years for the idealism of the Green Party and the Independent Party, and so-called Soviets undercover, the Socialist Party, and they're supposed to be the People's Party. Let's see how much support will burn out Bernie Sanders give to Cornel West. Cornel West is a personal friend. Hold it, you're going too fast. He's a personal friend of mine. I don't agree with all of his politics. But on the issue of giving him support, I give him 1 billion percent support. That's like 100% times a billion. That's a whole lot of support. I'm just saying to you, common sense replaces nonsense. Stop doing nonsense, brothers. Come to what is meat, M-E-T-E. Find out what is meat. Find the definition of meat. And report to that immediately. That's my orders from National Chairman, elected National Chairman of Black Panther Party, for you to go out, find out what is meat, what is logical, what is practical, and bring the people to the middle of the road on what is practical. You don't have to have no Superman. You don't have to have no super social political genius, but just common sense. That's what this saying, meat means. Just come to what is using your common sense. Oh, my.
That's right.
Jesus invited you to it. Abraham, Moses, David, Muhammad, Suleiman, Solomon, everyone invited you to common sense. You ran from common sense. You ran from principles of civilization. But I hope you run to what is productivity at this hour for you, brother and sister. Please wake up on this call, because it may not be so many calls coming in the future. But these last shots, we want to take them aiming with one aim. We'll start out with one God, one aim, right? And one destiny.
Well,
one destiny.
The work is not hard. The work is hard, and the boss, the boss is not me. The work ain't hard, and the boss bad. My. Like
I don't know about the work not being hard, though, that part. Working hard, yeah, right. You're up all night
working
long.
Hard.
Driving to another city, up all day long. Up all night long again. That's how hard we work for the people. Black power. I'm giving you your due.
Black power. Hold up for a second. Hold up for a second. Working hard. The ball came.
Working hard.
You got the
ball
game. Oh, God, as your boss, work ain't hard. God has placed no burden on any creature greater than it has the strength to bear. Work ain't hard. The ball
work
ain't
hard. And the ball
work
ain't
hard. And the ball
ain't work ain't hard.
Work ain't hard.
And the ball ain't work ain't hard. And the ball ain't me. Black power.
Said, work ain't hard.
As far as it, work ain't hard.
Work ain't hard, and the boss ain't
me. Work ain't hard, boss ain't me. Black power, black power. Okay, you gave an order for meat, right? King James Version says agreeable, fit, and proper. Exactly what you said. Yes, sir. Black power. Now, that's what you call somebody jumping straight on. Well, if you want to go straight to it, because I know Truth Bay probably going to pull it up before me, you can go ahead and read it if you want to. But agreeable, fit, and proper. See, the woman was a Greek by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Yahshua, Jesus, said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. Black power. It ain't meet. Yep.
Black power.
And I'll land there. I'll let y'all take it from there, because that would be meat. Mm-hmm. So we got what's that title again? I'm not good at that stuff. A deputy. What was it? Miss Bay. You're running for deputy
lieutenant
governor. Okay, the governor. The governor. You know what they say about the governor. The governor. The governor can make some things happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. Come on, let's make some things happen. And the lieutenant governor can make some things happen too. Yeah. But I'm with y'all. I'm with you. So that would be meat. So they're not going to just stop feeding the children to go, go over here, with this, what's it called? Syria. I was trying to get Dr. Umar in, but he may be on. He's probably doing something else right now, most likely. Yep. So is that Umar with a Q or a U?
U. Umar.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe it could be Q-mar. I don't know. I know it's pronounced Umar, that's for sure. Definitely not Omar. Yep. Oh, shoot. Okay, let me look it up real quick.
Go ahead, sir.
Sir? No, go right ahead. Go right ahead. I was trying to look
up. I want to bring you up attention to something. It's fairly important. But how did they give a complete synopsis on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and not mention his brother, Alfred Daniel Williams King, son of Martin Luther King Sr., who also had a church, right? And also was the biggest recruiter for the civil rights movement that was called behind King. But it was bigger. He was a black revolutionary, and that's why they overlooked him. And they tend to turn the volume down on the name Alfred King, who was also assassinated by these bastards. Oh, my. The big cover-up in the mix of these things. Oh, some terrible things been done to us. And the name Louis Teal and Alfred King should always be in remembrance of all people on this shore should know the name Alfred King better than they know the name Martin Luther King Jr. They should know the name Louis Teal better than they know the name Emmett Teal. Because they were real freedom fighters. They don't want you to know your Nat Turners, your freedom fighters, and your Harriet Tubmans. And they don't want you to know your Ida B. Wells and your Fannie Lou Hamers. They just want you to stick to old wooden tooth Maxine Waters and Eleanor Holmes Norton, so-called senator in Washington, who won't bust a grape for you, who won't write one syllable for you. Barack Hussein Obama, who will not write one syllable for you to get free from the clutches of an evil and desperate slave master and his slave tactics in modern history. Won't write one syllable for you, meaning really not one single letter for you in the way of you getting free from your oppressor to say my.
Not one.
That's right.
Black power.
Yep, not one. That reminded me of the Sodom and Gomorrah when the angels came to Lot. When they said, look, you know, if we can find, he was negotiating. No, he was negotiating. He was bartering. He was like, well, what if I find 10 people? He'd say, well, okay, if you find 10 people, he looked at Sodom and he's like, that might be hard down there. I don't know. 10 people down there? Like, that's like going down to the Tenderloin in San Francisco. He's like, man, I'm going to go down there and find 10? No. How about 5? Okay, well, that might be difficult. It might be a little difficult. Well, how about 3? I get 3 for you? And like National Chairman said, not one. That's why it burned, because it was down to 1. Let me find just 1 down there. So angels marched down there with them, you know, and left it in flames. Anyway. This made me think about it. That's all. Having one of the biblical moments. We got to free our people. You know, we got to free our, get our lobby to get all of our youth out of these detention centers and put them in halfway houses. You know? Yep, put them in halfway houses where they can learn something. Send them out to the Job Corps or something, you know? Heard that's like jail anyway. You can't leave, but they can learn something. So we need to lobby to get all the youth out of jails and get them in these youth homes and even open up some of our own. Like you say, we go down here, the city councils, and say, here's a list of some vacant properties owned by the city, you know. But we can't be afraid to put our money to work too, you know. Yeah, we can't be afraid to put our money to work. I mean, we're looking to homestead instead of looking to buy it. I see a whole bunch of stuff for sale. I mean, properties that are commercial. You know what you do with a commercial property, right? You do like the rest of them do. You build a whole bunch of houses and townhouses on it, you know? Either build townhouses or just some big, I mean, I would say small homes that black folks can afford. That's what I would do, that, you know, with that land. But everybody would have to put their money together for the land, and then the land would do the rest. Them builders and excavators that do the rest, they'll get paid. Maybe we can have the government make them pay for it, too. Hell yeah, we'll have them pay for the whole thing if we can. But I say let's not be afraid to put our money to work, you know. It's just like when you down, everybody said, okay, hey, let's get a, I'm talking about like, you know, when I was real young, I won't be doing anything, no, I'm doing that no more. But I'm just saying when they all putting their money together and say, look, how much is six pack? And say, that's about $3. Say, okay, well, shoot, I got 50 cents. And then somebody say, how much you got? Say, I got $1. You know, somebody over here say, yeah, hey, you got, how much you got? You got 75 cents. Then you keep on going. Somebody say, oh, here's the last 35 cents that you needed. And then say, while you're in the store, the man then charge you tax. And here you're looking at usually a foreigner that's not going to let you leave the store unless you give them that penny. And see, that's where we got to stop them. We got to boycott that store that's in Shreveport, that vape store. You know, we need everybody that's in Shreveport to band together and meet up with Brother Jermaine and do that, you know, down there. And go to the city council meetings so y'all can get it together as far as pay increases, and just generally bringing awareness to them that we, the people, know what's going on. And we, the people, not standing idly by for it. And if you want your votes, you're not going to get them, not from the people in that ward, this ward, this ward. And so as a matter of fact, getting all this injustice done, it got to be like the chief of police or the sheriff department. And like we were telling the when we was trying to get rid of the not rid of but having some injustice done down there, and somebody was saying something, but I think they muted me. You probably don't know they're not muted. It kind of threw me off, but everybody hit their legislators and the city council meetings and bring awareness to what needs to be done. Black power.
Black power.
Yeah. You sound enthusiastic. Yes, indeed. So, I'm really like saying.
Were you about to say something, Dr. Truth?
No, I was in a grin. I think we said most of
the lines.
But we certainly got to be on top of reparations no matter what. No matter what happens, we still got to be on top and explain over and over again that we have to be proactive, that there is a particular path that we must take. And if we're not at the politics right now, this is the season that we got to be in it. There's no excuse for that. Right now we have gone so long and allowed others to rule over us, take advantage of us, but we have to take part in the responsibility of being complacent. And no longer complacency shall be an issue until we get our reparations. So no reparations 2023, no vote 2024. And those who do plan on voting, those who do plan on going against the status quo, against black power, will be shamed, because there's a spiritual force that is behind us. So we're not just talking out of our necks now. We are walking with the Most High. So trust and believe when he says enough is enough of abusing his children, believe you me, he already got us covered. But we got to do the hardest part, which is mobilizing our people right here on earth, mobilizing our people. And don't stop, because our young people, they're waiting. So I do have a special guest that was on here listening as well. We got one of the most prolific businessmen and activists in the capital of Sacramento.
Beloved sister, in the interim of bringing that up, I want to remind you all, everybody here, that you must transform into expert political strategists at this hour for your task at hand. And to be successful in your endeavor, you must transform into expert political strategists, social strategists, as you bring your guests. Black power.
Black power, black power. And right, that's right. You can't reiterate that enough. You must be political experts. If you feel that you're not, trust me, you are. We are born politicians. So get back to where you are and find out how to make that effective change in your neighborhood. So Shreveport, Louisiana, for sure. We thank you, our brother Jermaine, for letting us know what's happening out there. So we definitely got to put that in the forefront and support. And as I was saying, we do have a guest. I just wanted to say a little hello. He is working for the youth in Sacramento, trying to make a change through literacy. And we have a headquarters in the state capitol and working to try to mobilize our black youth for something different. Brother Reed, are you still on the line?
Yes. How you doing? I'm Rashawn Reed. I'm with Freeze World Enterprises, and we're trying to bring change and help to the youth. And I just want y'all to know I got the Harriet Tubman and reincarnated Miss Truth Bay. I got her back. We're going to get this done. And, yeah, so
yes,
don't get nobody with that shotgun now, Miss Harriet Tubman.
You mess with our freedom, you get gunned down. That's right. We play no games up here. Well, we thank you so much. Right now it is very necessary for us to work together again. If you have a neighbor that you haven't spoken to, now is the time to drop all of those walls and start merging together. Because one thing the oppressor does, and he does very well, is that he organizes and that he's planning and plotting 24 hours, 7 days a week against our black bodies. So therefore, we are the ones that are the kings and queens, and we created math, and all of the inventions that our national chairman keeps mentioning every week. We created everything. The traffic stop lights, just that alone, the internet that we use right now, all of that was created by us. And we don't have any type of recompense concerning these inventions. So we got to get on the ball, start fasting and praying and start getting closer to God. We can't continue to be the same old do-nothings that most of our people think that it's okay to be. Absolutely not. So when we got our young people looking at us waiting for an answer, we are the ones that's got to come through no matter what. And so with that I say peace and black power. Appreciate y'all so much, but make sure you're on this line every Sunday and Monday right here on Black Power Radio. Show your support. You can either Cash App 77 Bakers, or log on to our website, thenewblackpantherparty.com, thenewblackpantherparty.com, and show your support for Black Revolution. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. A strong Black Revolution. And know that you must follow up on all political ends, all social ends, all contacts. We must bring our people together to win the war on reparations, on our living in this nation. We don't want salvation. We don't want to survive in the nation, but we want to live on this soil. And those that want to live know that we must have reparations in order to live. You will be written off as a second-class citizen, not up to modern times. They know that the reparations will update us, and it will upgrade us to the point that we will be in competition for everything that's in the competition.
And they know with our winning spirit, with our physical physique, with our reparations, with our company of the righteous, we are dealing from a winner's hand. For the first time, you'll be the dealer. Oh, my. Never let them accuse you of playing a goddamn race card. Hell no. You're playing the cards right out of the deck. And he, the opposition on this soil, has, as far as these circumstances are concerned, he has always been the dealer. But don't let him off the hook. He's a dirty, no-good, low-down crook. He should be exposed and dealt with at this hour. And don't let them superimpose any form of Donald Trump Kool-Aid, any form of Joe Biden camaraderie. But we must go free for ourselves at this hour.
It's
not
the
time to appease the opposition. Is the gravest error you could commit at this hour. Oh, well, let's get on the bandwagon with Joe Biden. Let's get on the bandwagon with the Donald Trump Kool-Aid group. Oh, I say the Kool-Aid and the Boo-Aid to the Boule and to the COINTELPRO. Hell no, we will not go. We will be fighting you for freedom and justice and equality at this hour. Black power? Black power, huh?
Yeah.
Black power.
That's right.
We
bigger hell
not in the
no
mood
no. To the Boule.
In the mood to go along and get along with the Rodney King shuffle and the tiptoe through the tulip group. Goddamn Alex Cooper, all of those groupies, Connie Kim, and little awesome.
Somebody got some bad background noise in there. Can they mute, please?
And Pam and Autumn, Mr. Clock and the Sea Devils, and that crew with Megan and them, and Miss Straight Up and Down 6 o'clock with no swerves and no curves, with no chills and no thrills. We ain't after Miss 6 o'clock. Dr. Umar explained we don't want no snow bunny as a prize. Do you realize that 70% or better of the NBA is already gone for the snow bunny and the prize? And even the maybe a larger, potentially larger percent of the NFL. But damn near 100% of the national baseball.
How long you turn off my food?
Is already goddamn gone. We don't have those dependencies, the pockets of the Negro League football, the Negro League baseball, really, and football, but the Negro League baseball is special. We don't have any comrades like Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. You can't feel the spirit of Hal Greer and Bill Russell. You can't see Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right.
You can't see Muhammad.
Hal's in here. Sorry.
You have been blinded by the light. There's a deafness in the ears of hearing the message. There's a famine on the earth for feeling the message from Almighty God. Your divine power, your original source of power. Go ahead and put the sails up high, but we're on high tide now. And you don't realize you're in power and don't even realize who you are. So I just leave it there. You got 5 aces in your hand and ain't but 4 in the deck. Oh, my. I lay my pledge to you. The closing remarks, anybody on stage can close. My.
That's right. Well, we thank you again, Black family, for joining us on Black Power Radio. We cannot be here without you. And so I want you to join us next week where we'll do a follow-up on the American Rescue Plan and why it's very important to keep your eyes on this particular funding in your city. And so no great revolutionary can be fighting this good fight without spiritual word, without God on our side. So we got to go back to the scriptures and very simply take a verse, Habakkuk 2, verse 2. The Lord says, write your vision and make it plain so that others can run with it. So I tell you right now, my Black revolutionary family, start writing your plan. Write your plan. And make sure you gather like minds together to get it done. And so that I ask the Lord to watch over you and your family as you fight this good fight, and that we are not in this alone, that we are stronger. And let's not forget, there's no greater power than black power. And that I did you.
Black power.
The minister
black
of
power.
Justice said.
Black power. The fence is in the house.
Oh. Oh yeah, black power, black power. Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate everybody rocking it.
Whoever's on that network can drop and leave their contact information if they'd like to.
Right on, as I place my bid, as I said before. I'll be running for lieutenant governor for the state of California. Wherever you are, we definitely need more politicians. I will be representing 100% descendants of slaves. And if nobody likes it, who cares? I'm not fighting for them. I'm fighting for us. So therefore, any other young person or anybody that wants to run for office that is independent, running for the people to show them support, my election will be in 2026, so got 2.5 years to get it together. So I'm looking for some good campaign folks, some strong.